Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown. Episode 10, Convergence. Originally released on Patreon on February 18th, 2024.
Previously on Tales from Davidstown.
There's no way you can continue being part of this investigation.
No way.
You can't. I need to know where she is.
Sorry.
Totally my fault. Just me rushing around as always.
I work here. Sometimes. Look, it's been a long day.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks.
What's your hurry?
It's me. I need to see Nexus. Now.
Please. Please. Let me go.
You're staying right here.
No!
Why does Nexus always choose spots that feel like they're straight out of a ghost story? Ugh. I hope that was mud. Hello? Eric? Strange. No one's here. Hello? Hello? Stupid. Ugh, all this old furniture. Is this where you live now? What?
Julie, welcome. I apologize for keeping you waiting. I wanted to make sure you came alone.
Oh, Eric. I've been calling out for you. Why didn't you answer?
Is it just us? I was expecting the others.
The others? They have their reasons for not joining us tonight. Please, take a seat.
You know, Eric, every time we meet, it's always someplace more unsettling than the last. How do you find these places?
Let's just say, I have a knack for the unusual. It comes with the territory.
I see that. This place has seen better days.
Are you going to sit down, or just hide in the shadows? Oh my God, Eric!
It's all right. I know I look different. Does my appearance frighten you?
No, it's just... it's been a while. You look... what happened to you? Your body... your face.
The passage of time and the nature of my duties, they continue to leave their mark. Change is inevitable, even for someone like me. The energies of the Dark Wilds have become more aggressive these last years.
I don't understand. I know you're using your own body to absorb it all, but what's it doing to you?
It is the collision of two worlds made manifest. Whatever form my work is leading me to, I cannot say. I have, however, been stranded here in this place for some time. Movement has become very difficult.
Well, is there anything I can do?
I should think not, Julie. This transformation, it is outside of human control. Now, if you please, let us get down to business.
Very well. The animal killings, they're escalating. It's not just livestock now, pets, wildlife, it's all becoming chaotic. People are talking. Rumours are spreading.
I'm aware of the situation. The balance is shifting.
This isn't just about balance, Eric. It's fear. Real fear. What are we dealing with here? People deserve to know.
Julie, you of all people should understand. There are truths that the public can't handle. The panic would be worse than the threat itself.
I'm not here to debate ethics, Eric. I need facts. I need to know what's causing these attacks.
Detective Sergeant, what you're asking for, it's a glimpse into a world that's best left in the shadows.
I've seen the fur on this thing, Eric. The tracks. This isn't just some wild dog. What kind of creature are we talking about here?
What if I tell you? What will you do, Julie? Hunt it down? Bring it to justice? Not everything in this world submits to human laws and ethics. You know that just as well as I do.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking to start a witch hunt, Eric. People's lives are at risk, and we can't just stand by while this whatever it is roams our streets. There has to be a line, even in your world. Does this have something to do with Emily Hargreaves' disappearance? It's connected, isn't it? Her wrecked car was covered in fur and nails.
I honestly don't know. My proxies are looking into it.
This fur found in Hargreaves' car, it has to be related to the creature attacks. Tell me what you know.
Julie, I understand your concern, but I genuinely don't have all the answers. You know how these things are. Not everything is clear, even to me.
Oh, come on, don't give me that. You've always known more than you let on, so don't start holding back on me now.
You've trusted me before, Julie, and I've not led you astray. I assure you, my ignorance in this matter is as frustrating to me as it is to you.
So what? We're supposed to wait while your proxies do their work. How many more have to suffer in the meantime?
I wish there was another way. But yes, we wait. This isn't a simple beast we're dealing with. It's something more. My proxies are doing what they can to track it down, to understand its nature.
These proxies of yours, you take over their bodies?
Body. I can inhabit only one human at a time. The toll it takes, it's substantial. And before you ask, no, that's not information I can disclose. I trust you understand the need for discretion.
It's unsettling, Eric. You could be anyone. I never know who you are and who I'm really talking to.
My true form is what you see before you. This body, as monstrous as it may look, is no disguise. With the ability to blend in, to operate unseen when necessary, it's crucial for our cause. My physical form has its limitations. By possessing a proxy, I can be in places where my true appearance would cause complications.
I get why you do it, but it doesn't make it any less disturbing.
Do not concern yourself with what me and my proxy are doing. We're on the same side, remember? Your focus should be elsewhere.
Where, then?
Jessica Wilder. She's becoming a real problem. I want you to arrest her.
What? Wilder's a civilian. She's innocent. What do you expect me to do? I can't lock a woman up for no good reason.
Wilder is more involved than you realize. She's become a variable we can't ignore. I need you to take her into custody.
Based on what? She's not involved in this. She's just...
Sometimes, Julie, we must make difficult choices for the greater good. I'm sure you can find a creative solution.
A creative solution? You're asking me to frame an innocent woman.
I'm asking you to maintain order, to prevent further chaos. How you achieve that is your decision. Remember our goal is to protect the town by any means necessary.
This isn't right, Eric. I'm a police officer, not a puppet for your shadow games.
And I am a guardian of a balance you can't fully comprehend. Trust me when I say this action, however unpalatable, is necessary. You have your part to play in Nexus, Julie. It's not always going to align with the ideals of your badge. Nexus isn't just about battling the darkness. It's about maintaining the equilibrium between our worlds. It's a heavy burden, but one you agreed to shoulder.
I know my duties to Nexus, Eric, to this town. But where does it end? How far are we willing to go?
As far as we must.
I need to think about this. This goes against everything.
You know what's at stake, Jamie. We do what we must to keep balance. Wilder has dug far too deep. If she goes any further, she risks exposing us all.
This isn't right.
Goodbye, Hobbs. I'll contact you again soon. Remember, the balance must be preserved.
What have I got myself into?
You can come out now, Seraphina.
How long have you known I was here?
I've known the whole time. You might think your magic is strong, but my senses are stronger. Why stay hidden? Why not join the meeting?
Sometimes it's better to observe, to listen. I wanted to know what Hobbs knows, what she suspects. It's always wise to keep your cards close to your chest, don't you think?
And what about you, Seraphina? What cards are you holding? There's more to this situation than you're letting on.
Oh, you know me, Eric. I only reveal what's necessary. But this situation, it's getting out of hand. We need to act before it escalates further. There are now two werewolves in Davidstown.
You mean the first has bitten someone? Do you know who?
No. But if we don't find them soon, there'll be a crisis. A contagion. You know how quickly they spread. Werewolves. They're abominations. Uncontrolled, savage beasts. They can't contain their primal urges. One bite and their virus spreads.
Seraphina, remember, they were once human too. We all were. Some more recently than others.
That's no excuse. Once turned, they're nothing but a threat. A danger to everyone around them. We can't let them roam free. Driven by their basest instincts, they'll continue to bite, to infect, to destroy everything in their path.
I understand your concern, but we must approach this with a level head. Not all creatures of the night are beyond redemption.
Redemption? There's no redemption for such creatures. They're a blight upon this world, and they must be dealt with harshly and swiftly. Eric, I need you to promise me, the moment your proxies pick up on anything, any lead on these werewolves, I want to be informed immediately.
You will be one of the first to know, Seraphina.
Good. Now, you'll have to excuse my short visit. I have business to attend to elsewhere.
Be careful. We're delving into deep, dark waters here.
Dark waters are where I thrive, Eric.
Julie thinks she can just push me out. Sideline me. I'm closer to this than anyone. Jess. She had to show up, didn't she? Let it slip about me and Emily. Now Julie's got this body painted as some love-struck fool. I need to focus on the task at hand. The bigger picture. This situation requires a perspective beyond personal connection. Jason Priest is the real threat here, not me. The way he was with Emily, their past. I'll prove it. Even if I have to go it alone.
The number you have dialed is temporarily unavailable. Please leave your message after the tone. Hello, this is Detective Inspector Mark Reynolds, Davidstown Police. We need to speak to you regarding an ongoing missing persons investigation. It's imperative you call us back as soon as possible.
Oh, these headaches. They're getting worse. The stress is too much.
I'm pushing myself too far. The balance, I have to maintain it. I can't afford to lose control, not now. Jess. I don't have time for you.
I need to stay focused. It's all about finding Emily and bringing Priest to justice. Get it together, man. You're supposed to be a doctor. You're rational.
I need to find Emily. I have to make this right. Hello?
Detective Reynolds, is it? What do you want?
Thank you for returning my call. We need to discuss your relationship with Emily Hargreaves. It's crucial you come to Davidstown for an interview.
My relationship with Emily? That's ancient history. Why the hell would I trek all the way to Davidstown for that?
It's a matter of urgency, Mr. Priest. Your cooperation is necessary for our ongoing investigation.
Investigation? What's that little psycho up to now? Making up more stories, I bet. Always was a drama queen, that one.
This isn't about past grievances, Mr. Priest. It's a serious matter, and your perspective could be invaluable.
You're trying to pin something on me, aren't you? I've done nothing wrong. I already spoke to some Hobbs woman about all of this. What more do you want?
Mr. Priest, this isn't about assigning blame. It's a standard procedure in our investigation. Detective Sergeant Hobbs is part of the team that's working on this case.
Standard procedure? My arse. You coppers are all the same, looking for someone to hang your accusations on. Well, it won't be me.
I assure you, our only interest is in uncovering the truth. Your assistance can help us move forward in resolving this matter.
Fine. I'll come to your damned interview. But I'm telling you now, if this is some sort of witch hunt against me, you'll regret it.
We appreciate your cooperation, Mr. Priest. Are you available to meet tomorrow outside the Davidstown Police Station at 10 a.m?
Oh, I'll be there. And you better be ready to explain yourselves.
This ends tomorrow. One way or another, I'll bring Emily home. The truth can't hide in the shadows forever.
Come on, Paul. Pick up. Pick up!
You've reached the voicemail of...
Paul.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Paul, it's urgent. You need to see the Priory CCTV footage. I'll call again later. Ugh! Okay, it's fine. Deep breaths. You can tell Paul later. He doesn't have to know everything right this minute. I'm headed to the Whispering Pages to speak with Mayling. If anyone knows about whatever that thing was that attacked him, it's her. All right. Let's get some answers. It's closed? You've got to be kidding me. Mayling! Mayling! Are you there? I need to talk to you.
Oh, it's no good, love. Shop's been shut a fortnight now.
A fortnight?
Hang on. You're that Jess Wilder, aren't you? From YouTube.
That's me. But now's not really a good time.
No worries, love. Good luck with your mystery. Big fan of your work.
Great. Can't wait to see that online later. I need to do something else. Anything else. I need to clear my head. Maybe a run will help. I'll go for a jog and burn off this energy. Seriously? Now? Fuck. This is ridiculous! Fine. The gym it is. I'll figure this out. One way or another. All right, Jess. Time to let off some steam. Straight to the punching bags.
Fancy seeing you again so soon.
Look, I've had a really bad day. I don't really feel like having a chat, okay?
Okay. I'll leave you to it, I guess.
Sorry, that was rude of me. I've had a bit of a bad day. Have we met before?
We met last night, at the Priory. We spoke, briefly. It's okay if you don't remember me. I'm Natalie, by the way. My friends call me Nat.
Oh, right, yeah. Sorry, I'm Jess.
Yeah, I know who you are. I may have watched your YouTube channel a few times.
Oh, a fan. Thank you.
Well, if I'm honest, deep dives aren't really my thing. It was my ex-girlfriend who was into all that. I just ended up watching because of... you.
Thanks.
Wow! Who would have thought the famous Jess Wilder could be struck speechless?
You've got me there. I'm usually never at a loss for words. I go to the Priory quite a bit. I've not seen you there before.
I'm relatively new there. I moved from London a couple of months back.
That's quite a move.
Well, it wasn't the right fit for me in the end. So I moved up here.
Oh. What brought you to Davidstown then?
I guess I was looking for a change. The provincial life, the fresh air. It's different here. In a good way. I like it.
I get that. Davidstown has its charms, I guess.
Yeah, and working at the Priory has been good so far. The Christers, they own the place. They offered me a job. So here I am.
The Christers? As in the Carista Company?
Yeah. Do you know them?
I've heard their name in passing.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. They own half the town, I think. They must be minted.
Oh, yeah? What else do they own?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to look at property records for that information. But let's not talk about work. Oh, I spend enough time there already.
Yeah. Understandable.
You seem distracted. I'm sorry. You said you were having a bad day, and here I am, a stranger, chatting away. I'll let you get on.
No, it's not that. I just remembered something I have to do.
Okay. Maybe I'll see you around?
Yeah, of course. I'm really sorry. I have to go. I just met someone called Nat at the gym. We bumped into one another last night at the Priory. Seems awfully convenient to see her 2 days in a row when I've literally never seen her before. According to her, the Christa family owned the Priory. The same place Emily was attacked, and they're behind repairing her car and house. There is no way that this is all coincidence. They're involved. They have to be. Covering up whatever happened to Emily. But why? What are they hiding? I need to dig deeper. Unravel all of this. The Caristas, they're key to everything. I can feel it.
home sweet home. Oh, it's always so cold in here. Oh, much better. So, we have two werewolves now. Oh, this is getting out of hand. What on earth to do? Oh, now what?
Seraphina, I've discovered something you need to know immediately.
Mei Ling, this had better be important.
It is. I found a way to track one of the werewolves. It's a ritual. But it's unconventional. And there's certainly nothing I can perform myself.
A ritual, you say? I'm listening.
It involves an ancient magic. Something I stumbled upon in an old tome. I very nearly missed it. It's risky, though.
Risky how?
This magic. It's far more potent than spells I've seen you cast before.
Are you implying my powers are inadequate? I assure you, Mei Ling, I have dealt with more than you realize.
Oh, calm yourself. It's just this spell. It's ancient, volatile. Even for someone with your abilities, it will be challenging.
I've always appreciated a challenge. And you believe that this will lead us to the other werewolf?
Yes. It's designed to reveal their presence and draw them out from wherever they're hiding.
And what's the cost of this ritual? These things always come with a price.
The usual risks of tapping into ancient forces. Potential backlash. Unpredictable effect on the caster. But I believe it's worth the risk.
If I am the one to weave this spell, I'll be the judge of that. However, if we can locate the other creature, the risk may be justifiable. Very well, I'll assist you. But we proceed with caution. Now explain to me exactly what we need.
Hello? What's going on? Who's there?
Good, you're awake. We have much to discuss.
Why are you keeping me here? I'm not a threat to you!
On the contrary, werewolves are a significant threat. Especially ones who don't yet understand their nature.
Maybe I'd understand my nature if someone would tell me what the fuck is going on! You've kidnapped me, locked me in a basement with a broken arm, and you say that I'm the one that's a threat?
Emily, please, you must calm down.
Mei Ling, wait. You're in on this too? I thought you were, I don't know, on my side.
There are no sides, Emily. My involvement here is to help you to—
Enough, Mei Ling. We don't have time for coddling. She needs to face the reality of her situation.
You talk as if I'm some sort of monster.
That's because, Emily, in our world, you are. A werewolf is no mere fairy tale. You're a danger that needs to be managed.
Managed?
Seraphina, perhaps we could approach this with a bit
more— Mei Ling, stop! Emily, you're going to take part in a ritual.
It is to track down the werewolf that turned you.
A ritual? Are you planning on killing me?
Not intentionally, but your participation is non-negotiable.
The ritual itself should pose no major harm to you. However, we will need some of your blood from when you're in werewolf form. It is a key component.
My blood? What exactly are you planning on doing with it?
Your blood, being that of a newly turned werewolf, has a unique signature. It will help us locate your sire, the source of this infection.
And what happens when you find them?
There may be a way we can reverse this. Cure you. But that is a matter for another time. Right now, we need to focus on the ritual. And we don't have much time to prepare.
Time to— I don't understand.
See what I mean? She's oblivious. It means, dear child, that the blue moon is nearly upon us and we do not have the luxury of waiting until you're ready.
I'm afraid.
Good.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our behind-the-scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show, gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never-before-seen behind-the-scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, talesfromdavidstown.com. Until next time, residents.